Hello, GWA. This is Goddess by Night, and I am back with the new penis preference test. This one was brought to my attention by auditory orgasm, and yeah, I'm excited. They literally sent me a message saying that I should go do this, and I've seen a few other people do it in that time. So, yay. My last one did really good, and a lot of people came and talked to me about it and like commented and I got fan mail about it and whatnot. And I have one fan in particular. She knows who she is. Darling, as soon as I got this message, I thought of you, and I'm just like, oh, she's gonna love this. So, without further ado, let's get started. I have not looked at anything yet, so. All right. It's a goddamn selfie picture. I'm sorry, I can never take the like selfie pictures that seriously. I just can't. But I still got to appreciate them because I can then see, the whole body. As for the dick, I like it. That's nice. I mean, it looks like he's got a lot of girth, which is what I like. Length is important, but generally, like most guys that I've ever met, their length is just enough for me anyway. So, but girth. Yay, girth. what do you think of this dick? Huge, big, normal, small, tiny. That thing's anything but tiny. just for the girth, I will say it's big. I will say it's big. This dick would. Wow. it's curved upwards. He. and one hell of a veiny motherfucker. well, okay, I've seen veinier, but it's still very nice to look at. And he shaved his balls. Ugh. I don't know where I saw this, but recently I saw something. Hello, cat. You need to go away. I swear, it's just anytime I start doing an audio, my cats immediately want to come investigate. Yeah, I read something somewhere where it's just like, nothing is steadier than a man when he's shaving a man's hand when he's shaving his balls. And I'm just like, yeah. let's see. Oh, what was the question for this? This dick would rock my world, make me hurt, just be right, be just okay, not be enough. I'm using my hand in proportion. Okay. If his hand is close to like the size of my hand, that might hurt a little bit. Like I know, like it, I just have a really naturally tight pussy. I mean, that's just how it is, and it can sometimes suck. But yeah, like I think I would just have to have him, start off slow, let my pussy stretch out, and then we'd be good. So, but. I'll still put it would make me hurt because I feel like it might hurt at first. Well, this next one it was obviously taken from a porno, just judging by the chick that's in the photo. I mean, like you can only see half of her face, but she's, on her knees, got her mouth open and got the O face going on. I also just can't take that picture seriously. In terms of length, how long do you think this dick is? Super long, about 12 inches. Very long, 10. Long, 8. Above average, 7 to 7.5. Average, 6 to 6.5. Below average. I would say that's about 7 inches. Yeah. Yep. I'm going to stick by that. 7 inches. In terms of girth, how thick do you think this dick is? It's another fucking porn picture from Blazer of all places. And that chick has way too much makeup on. Oh God. No, like seriously, people, you don't understand. I don't wear makeup. I don't. I do not wear makeup. The only time you will ever see me in makeup is for a really special occasion, like a wedding or a formal event of some sorts, and I will only put like maybe some eyeliner and eyeshadow around my eyes. Maybe some lip gloss. But just no, too much makeup. I was gonna say makeup is expensive, but she's a porn star, so she probably doesn't even notice. Getting away from my rant. Okay, the answers are really thick, at least 6 inches around, somewhat thick, 5 to 75, 5 point, God damn it. Somewhat thick, about 5.5 to 5.75, 3/4 inches around, average, not thick average. Or not, God, I cannot talk. Not thick enough. Around, oh God. Around. I honestly think it might be 6 inches all the way around, just by looking at it. Like I like imagine I'm imagining a measuring tape, like going around his dick to measure it, and I sincerely think 6 inches. So let's go for it. This is the exact same fucking picture from the last one. Come on. Oh, God. And I still feel bad for the guy. I do. It's just. Granted, he's got some girth. He's got that much, but not in length. He needs to go and get one of those like cock stretcher things. Like they are a pain in the ass, and like you have to wear them like 24/7 for a long time. But it's like the same thing of like stretching anything on your body. It's just like, if you stretch your skin, like. It'll work. Though I don't know, I've heard things that it could damage things inside the dick. Normal size, undersized, very undersized, smallest dick I've ever seen. Still gotta go with the smallest dick I've ever seen. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. Okay, when referring to the penis in a sensual way, I prefer to use the word cock, dick, penis, other, explain. the fire hose. The rod. Excalibur. I use cock and dick mostly. Penis, I just kind of laugh at. I am not a mature person, so I cannot take a word like penis and not giggle or anything at it. But I think on average, I use cock more often, so we'll put down cock. Go. Now that is a m veiny motherfucker. Holy shit. Wow. Dude, like. Oh my God. Wow. Okay, in terms of veins and I don't know that word. I have dyslexia. This dick is super veiny. I love that veiny. I kind of like it. I don't care about veins much. Whatever is fine. Too veiny, I don't think. I don't like it. Okay, veins are not like a really important thing to me, but if they're there, they're awesome. I just like marvel at it and just like, ooh, well sculpted dick. I gotta say, I love it. Like, On top of it, he's also uncircumcised. Well, at least it looks like it. I mean, that just could be his dick. But he looks uncircumcised, and I gotta have some love for this uncircumcised guys out there, because honestly, rock it, just rock it, and keep yourself clean, but still rock it. In terms of smoothness and lack of veins, this dick is very smooth with no veins. I love it smooth. I kind of like that. I don't care about smoothness. Whatever is fine. Not enough veins. Don't really prefer it. I don't care. I really don't care. I mean, a dick is a dick, to me. I probably wouldn't even feel, like, even on that last picture, I probably wouldn't even feel the veins. I think that'd be more of something that I would like because I'm like, because I'm going down on him or, playing with him so I can, like, fiddle around with the veins a little bit. But for a smooth dick, yeah, don't care. It's a dick. It's something to play with, something to put in my mouth, something to put in my pussy. I'll take it. I think this dick is big, slightly bigger than average, average, less than average. I'd say that's pretty average. That's actually a very nice dick. I also love how the guy is just wet, like he just got out of the shower, or it looks like a Speedo, so probably pool. I'm gonna put my money on pool. I would say that's average. Yeah, we'll go with average. Okay. Curves. In terms of curve, I like straight, no curve, either to the left or the right. Dramatic upward curve, slight upward curve, dramatic downward curve, slight downward curve. I do have to say this: a dramatic upward curve, I have found, is a little tricky. Simply because if it's if I'm okay, if I'm kneeling in front of a guy or sitting in front of a guy and I'm trying to go down on him, I can't deep throat him. I can't. It's just the way his the dick is shaped, it won't go down my throat the right way. I essentially have to 69 him. That's the only way it'll go down my throat. So it's I can, I'll meet a guy halfway. We'll get into a position so we can both be pleasured, I guess. But that's really the only complaint I'd have towards a curved dick. Otherwise, yeah, if it's curved to the side, yes, fuck yes. No, a majority of the guys that I've been with had curved dicks to the side and get me in the right position to, and it's pretty much essentially hitting my G spot every thrust, and it's like, yes. Straight whatever. Let's see. Oh, curve downwards. Yeah, I guess this is okay to say. My fiance has a downward curve dick, and it's actually awesome because I can get him hard in public and you don't notice. You seriously don't. There's no tent that it's not going down his pants. Well, okay, it kind of goes down his pants, but it's not overly obvious, and so I can do things and not get caught. but to answer this question, I don't know which one to answer. I guess let's just go with either to the left or the right, I guess. Just because I've had the most ex the best experiences with those. So we'll do it. In terms of color, I like pink, tan, dark black, not sure. Really not sure. I don't really have a preference. I mean, what counts is the guy attached to it. I guess that's all I really need to say, so I'll just put not sure. I think this dick is above average. Average, small. That looks actually pretty average, I think. Let me. Okay. In terms of like, average compared to other guys, he might be on the small side. Well, I'm trying to like there's no hand there for comparison, so the picture might be lying to me. But I think I'll stick with average 'cause I don't think it's that small. I think that's nice. I think that's really nice. Average. Holy shit. That guy is one hell of a head on his dick. What the hell? I mean, it's like a mushroom. Okay, appearance and aesthetic-wise, I think this guy's cock is gorgeous. It's how I like a cock to look. Perfect. Very pretty. Not perfect. I think I like it. Average looking, nothing special, unique, odd looking. I don't care. I don't think I really like it. Ugly, I hate it. Explain. I like it. Yeah. I mean, the only thing I have to say about it is he just has a really big head. But that could be so much fun to play with. Like it's a bigger head. So I wonder, like, would the whole head still be like, as sensitive? I mean, like, are there parts of it that like aren't as sensitive? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I guess like those are my questions. Is like, it's a whole thing super sensitive? Because if it is, oh, that would be so much fun to play with. But yeah, I gotta go with gorgeous because that's still a really nice cock. I really like how it's like split right at the middle in terms of color, like the darker parts at the bottom, lighter part, like pinker parts at the top. Okay, moving on. Okay, favorite part of the penis is the veins, size, curve, head, shaft, other. Explain. I love this picture just 'cause like it's labeled. Like it shows like what veins are what. Like it's got scrotum and like a little tag on it. Like it's got like the little bar and it says shaft, neck, glands. I gotta go with the head. That is my thing. I love to tease the head. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, but I will not spend the whole blow job at your head. No, I'm gonna go all over the place. I'm gonna like I'm not even gonna just stay at your dick. I'm going to explore a little bit. If you're gonna let me, I'll put on a glove and I'll finger your ass. But I love teasing the head. Especially post-orgasm torture. Oh, fuck yes. I will grip that bastard and roll my wrist around it and just like tease you with the palm of my hand, if you know what I mean. So yeah, gotta go with head. Next. Oh, there's more. This one's longer than the last one. Yay! Okay, in terms of head shape, I like mushroom shaped, big and defined with deep ridge. Helmet shaped, somewhat bigger than the shaft with ridge. Round cap, rounded with a particular shape or ridge. Is that, I think you say it bell end. Sloped and shaped like a bell. Oh, bell end. God, I am. Okay. I feel like that's just a grammar error because I'm gonna be a grammar Nazi here. I think the word bell end has a dash that goes between bell and end. Sorry. Bullet shaped, same with a shaft and tapers. Toward top. Arrowhead smaller than the shaft pointed. I love how they put a picture in here so I can like visualize it. It really doesn't matter. I've had a guy that is bullet. I've had a guy that was arrow shaped. Definitely had a guy that was a mushroom. And also had the helmet. I think I gotta kind of go with the helmet. Simply because the mushroom, one of the things that I found was when I was sucking on him and it came back up to do like take a breath, it was not a smooth way back up. Like my lips would get caught on his head, if that makes sense. It's like it wasn't unpleasurable, it was just a little bit of a struggle, I guess. I mean, it's not to say that I don't like a mushroom head, because no, that like I said in my previous one, in the previous thing, I like a head to play with, and a mushroom head is perfect. But yeah, gotta go with helmet shaped. Okay, the head on this guy's dick is perfect. I love a big mushroom head. Huge, I kind of like it. Indifferent, the size slash shape doesn't matter. Too big, I don't really like it. Oh, it's a glory hole. Of course it's a glory hole. Okay, I gotta say this. I don't understand glory holes. I don't get the appeal. I mean, like, if you're into it, you're into it. Go for it. Own it. But I don't know. For me, I just don't see the appeal. Like, at least on the, well, okay, the more I think about it, maybe it does make a little more sense. Anyways, moving on. The head of this guy's dick is, oh, I already read through that. It is a pretty big head though. Jesus. I am reminded from like the little baby aliens in Alien. The ones that burst out of the chest. Just 'cause like Jesus, that's a big head. I would have to say huge. I kind of like it. I mainly say I kind of like it because I don't think I could get my lips around that. I feel like I would have a hard time getting my mouth around that. Or like I could, but not the usual way I give head. God, now I had to feel like I had to explain this. The way when you a chick gives a blowjob or even a guy gives a blowjob, you kind of have to like pull your teeth up and your lips down so the teeth are out of the way and the guy's filling just your lips. With this, I feel like I'd had to open my jaw, so I feel like the teeth might accidentally get involved. So I'm gonna go with huge. In terms of shaft mobility. I like a little bit of movement, but not much. A lot of skin movement, gliding, gliding effect. No movement at all, tight and taut. No, I like the skin movement. I do. I really do. I feel like with guys that are really tight and taut, I have to use some sort of lubricant because I feel like I'm going to chafe him. I'm going to chafe the skin when as I'm stroking him. But if there's skin movement, I don't need lubricant. I mean, I could still use it, obviously, but I don't need it. So there's more opportunity to tease them and play with them. So a lot of skin movement. Yeah. Okay. Do you prefer circumcised or uncircumcised? I said this on the last one. I really don't care. My fiance is uncircumcised and it's fine. Like, it's cool. Been with plenty of guys that are circumcised. Yeah, rock it, dude. I mean, as long as a guy that is uncircumcised is keeping his dick clean, pulling the skin back and keeping everything clean, I'm totally cool with it. But if he's letting it go and he's not taking care of it, yeah, I am out that door as soon as I see the the smegma. Okay, anybody who knows me, oh God, knows that I have this like worst thing with smegma because of something like the th like I used to work in an animal hospital, and the correct way to restrain a dog is one arm goes over the chest, like kind of like hugging the head with one arm. The other arm goes underneath, like below the rib cage, towards the groin, and holds their rear end up. Okay, so the dog is like perfectly standing. Had to do that to plenty of male dogs. And yeah. Moving on. Do you prefer circumcised, uncircumcised? I guess I'd still just have to say I prefer circumcised. If I have the option, I'll go with circumcised just because the head is more exposed and it's, you know. Judging the appearance and overall size, I think that this cock is most perfect dick I've ever seen. I wouldn't change a thing about it. Really nice, but not sure if I would consider it perfect. Decent, I guess I'm indifferent. Not my idea of a perfect looking dick. Don't like it at all. Explain. That dick is awesome. No, it is. Like, that is a really nice dick. I think it's a little on like the thicker side, so I'd be concerned about, you know, getting it in, at least for me. But no, that is a really nice dick. So we're gonna go with that option. Really nice. Judging the appearance and overall size, I think this cock is the most perfect. Okay, so it's just all the same things. This one is an uncircumcised one. Again, that's still a really nice dick. I have no problems with circumcised, so gonna go with really nice. When it comes to size and performance, I believe size matters. I really like bigger than average dicks. Size matters somewhat. Be at least average. Explain further length versus girth. Size doesn't matter truly, and only about how you use it. Size doesn't matter or matter much, but it's a bit about performance size. Yeah. I'm just done with reading. Let's see. Well, okay. I think size matters to a point. Like I am not a size queen. A majority of all the guys I've had, like pretty much all the guys I've ever been with, were average, 5 to 6 inches. Average girth, except for my fiance, who has really got girth on him. It's some like sex is sometimes a struggle. But yeah, let's go with size matters somewhat, be at least average. 'Cause, well, I feel like if we like look at the guy that was like towards the beginning, like the smallest dick we've ever seen guy, like that's not really gonna do anything for me. I'm gonna feel it probably go in an inch, and that's it. I'll just kind of lay there and be like, what now? I mean, I don't know. Okay, I really can't say too much, but it was like because I never experienced a really small dick. But I can only imagine what it might feel like. But I think I'll just stick with size matters somewhat, be at least average. Oh God, yeah, I gotta explain further. Does have to have some girth. I mean, otherwise, I'm like, you know, I'll feel you get in there, but I'm not gonna feel you stretching me out. So, having plenty of girth does matter. But length, gotta be careful with length, because otherwise, you're gonna be hitting my cervix, and that's probably gonna hurt. All right, but I think I explained that enough. Finish. Optional questions. Female. Just had my birthday 6 days ago. Near there. Okay, are you single? No, I don't want. Just show me my results. Congrats, you finished. Looks like you are a naughty Nepholic nympho. 42% naughty, 39% sweet. All right, so I'm right smack dab in the middle. Looks like you are more naughty though. Guess you. Yeah, I'm a nymphomaniac. Okay, well, at least this one actually gave me something. Like last time, it didn't give me anything. Like it didn't give me a score or anything. I was a little disappointed, but at least this one gave me an actual score. Right on. All right, well, that was my pH preference test, number two. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and I will see you guys later.